Welcome to fucking A.
Woo!
We're back. Episode 13?
I want to say 13.
I want to say 13. I'm pretty positive it's 13, actually.
Yeah, I think you guys are it.
All right. Woo! Some big news after... This is a lot of news. I don't know. It's weird. At the beginning of the year, it started out real slow, and now it's like... Everything's moving fast forward. I think this year is going to be called, like, the year of the console.
When we're looking at it. Things are coming out really rapidly, actually. It's kind of scary how fast these things are coming out.
Yeah, well, because we've got, you know, obviously the Microsoft announcements next month, hopefully. And then we've already had the PS4 stuff, and there really isn't too many new develops in that area. But we're hearing stuff about, like, the Steam Box, the Ouya... other little, like, I think NVIDIA has this Tegra.
Yeah, the NVIDIA Shield or something.
Yeah.
Called Project Shield.
Yeah, Project Shield. I don't know. It's some kind of system, handheld system.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, but I feel like it's going to be expensive and not ever get too much play.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see what the graphics will look like on that if it's coming out of NVIDIA on a handheld.
Probably awesome. Oh, actually, I just read something before we got on. Speaking of NVIDIA, NVIDIA, like, made fun of the PlayStation 4. Totally just was like, eh, whatever.
Really? They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They said compared to low-end computers, like, current, if you had all current stuff, low-end computers, it would be absolute, like, you know, it wouldn't be good. Whatever. They weren't impressed, is what they said.
Awesome.
I was like, what? Wait, what? That's
funny.
Hmm.
But I think
at the same point in time, though, what was the processing or the graphics processing that they're using
AMD.
For the PS4? AMD.
Mm, that's right. That would be the reason
that's
why.
That would be why, because I know, Xbox, like, when Xbox, when they were saying that they were going to do one, like, they said, they were like, just to let you know, we're going to get, like, the best, like, graphic processor on Earth at the moment. Like, they said that they're putting, like, the best one they could find at the moment. If they're, that's what they're putting in the next console.
The NVIDIA Titan?
I don't know.
It costs $1,000. It costs like $1,000, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. But yeah, that's what we're talking about. So I'm like, you know, if they actually did that, then I'd be actually kind of humorous if they did it for PS4.
Yeah.
So once again, we see lines being drawn between the two consoles.
Right.
Yeah, NVIDIA, right. AMD. Oh, well.
it really doesn't matter, because, like, I've read some stuff on the AMD, the specs and everything, and the guy that read it is a big computer buff, or wrote it, is a big computer buff, and he was like, he's like, yeah, I mean, I was skeptical at first, but, you know, you have 16 of these really small chips, yeah, there's no way it's not going to be able to handle anything that's thrown at it, and its graphics card is really actually pretty good, and I was like, that makes me feel good about the PS4.
Yeah, I'm not too worried. I mean, we there may be some difference at the end of the day, but it'll be minuscule. At the most, I think.
Well, I mean, they're always, I mean, the computers are probably going to, you know, 2-3 years from now again, outdistance it, just like they, you know, it's going to happen, but, you know, games are still going to be made for the consoles, I believe. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, the consoles' days are numbered, and, you know, stuff like that, but
I don't think it'll ever be. I don't think it ever actually be numbered. I think it's just going to... I wouldn't say they're definitely going to disappear. I just think that they're going to, like, get bigger. I mean, like, what I'm thinking of is going to turn into, like, what gamer is. Because we never actually, like, saw, like, a console in gamer. We just saw this big-ass room, and it was just, like, able to do this. I don't think it's numbered. I just think that they're progressing to, like, bigger things.
That's right.
I mean, because there was this, I don't remember. Let me see if I can find it. There was this thing I found. It was a while ago. I never actually, like, remembered to say anything about it. But it was like, I mean, it was crazy what it was. It was like, I mean, it was kind of like, it reminded me of, the big screen in gamer. It was like this little black room, like this like little black blob thing that you can get in your house if you wanted to. And what it did, was it had the same thing that you could walk into, like you walked up into it. And then after you walked up into it, you sit there and you, like, I don't know, it was like, I mean, you use your hands to, do different things with it. You could use your body to sit there and, like, I mean, like, be, like, Taekwondo and, like, take classes, like, in the thing.
Huh.
And it would, like, mimic your body. So it's, like, it would be, like, it would kind of, like, remind me of, like, a massive, like, Kinect. Just in, like, this low thing. I'm going to see if I can find it. Go ahead and keep talking. Let me see if I can look it up quickly. And I want to say I saved it and I can read a little more on it. But it was really interesting. And I was, like, I mean, I was, like, I want that. Like, I mean.
That's what I think is going to be the next, like, real expansion of gaming. Like, we're moving from the PS3 to the PS4, the 360 to the 720, and there's no, like, technically, we are progressing, but there's no huge difference in terms of, like, how you play the game.
Right.
Well, I think we'll see a big jump, because both of them are releasing their Move, well, you know, PS4 with Move and Xbox with Kinect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Built in right away, and that means the developers are more likely to make games with those features. So we're going to see a lot of progression, I believe, from both of those, and we'll see less. I mean, I don't think controller will ever be completely taken out of our hands, but I think like voice commands and like I don't know, it's going to be able to read us eventually, and that's going to be like. I mean, can you imagine, say, like you're playing like the Walking Dead series now?
Yeah.
Whatever. And, like, you make this frowny face, but you want to lie. You know what I mean? So say you want to pick one of the lying things. We'll say the game calls you total bullshit because you made a frowny face. You know what I mean? Like, you said you're happy, but you were got all pissed about it. So
that kind of reactive ability,
Yeah, so that would be pretty cool. Like, I don't know if that's going to happen next generation, especially not right away, but we may see it by the end of it or, you know, later of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so... All right, so I just posted the link in the like the tab. I'll post this on Facebook when we do it on Twitter and stuff. If you guys want to click on it, there's a video, but there's a bunch of pictures. Like it just says what the video is. And you can look at it, but it what they call it is the immersion cocoon. It's a step into the future. It's not created yet, but something that they're kind of working on. I mean, you guys also like see pictures and stuff. Now, like I said, I'll link this and everything. But it looks really cool. I mean, it looks like they're like really like getting into it. Something that you can step into. And it has, like, a screen around the entire bubble. It has, like,
a
sound system in the bubble. And you can, it'll interact with you, like, your motions. Like, it's just someone doing yoga. It's just someone kind of doing, like, Taekwondo. It even shows someone playing Halo, kind of. And it, like, I mean, it's, like, a picture of it. It's, like a picture of Halo or whatever. But it's, like, it's showing that it'll, like, that you can do this. Like, if they actually made something like this, it would be really, really cool to, like, to use. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and post it to Facebook right now under FNA. I mean, you guys keep looking at it, but it just looks like something that it's going to be, like, fucking awesome if they actually, like, create something like this and you're able to, like, do something, like, interact with something like this. It would be really, really cool to interact with or to use something. And this is what I think is the next generation consoles are going to be. It's something like that. They're going to be something that are, like, that you're in this, it's interacting with you, or you're interacting with it, and it's more of you're more surrounded by it instead of you're just looking at like a TV screen or a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, could you imagine how expensive this thing would be?
Oh, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Like, multi thousands for someone to own in their living room, and how giant it is, it would not fit in most people's like anywhere.
I mean, there's a video if you kind of want to watch it. Doesn't really do like. I mean, it kind of talks about it, but I mean, it's just one of those things that it just looks cool. Like it looks like something that is more futuristic or something that like we want to get into with it, we're probably going to start getting into soon.
I'm sure they'll start looking into it. It'll just be years before it'll be in anyone's living room.
Right, like 28, 30 years, but actually, like you could create like a small like version of it or something.
Yeah, well, not necessarily a small version. I don't know. I guess. You know how, like, what is it? Like, some of the games, or some, you know, sci-fi and whatever, has, like, places you could go and, like, play these type of games that surround you like that? That's what it'll probably be first. You know what I mean? It'll bring back the arcade life. Like, so people are going to own, like, three of these, and then they're going to charge you, like, $20 to play it for an hour or two.
Very true. Virtual centers.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like a good business to get into. Someone mark that down. That's our
right. Write that down. All
right. We need to expand into that.
Invest in this.
Yeah.
But going back to like the console disappearing. I mean, I think we all agree, it's not really disappearing. It's just changing, like constantly. I mean, I mean, like, we already have, what, those Google Eyes or iGoogle or whatever it is that, like, that they're, like, they're actually test running that people actually have, like, around the world. And, yeah, like, Google I mean, glasses. It's, like, just, yeah, Google glasses, yeah, something like that, that you, like, you wear, like, this little just screen is over one eye, and you, you can talk to it like it's a connector, like it's Siri on your iPhone, and, yeah, like, ask it to do stuff for you, and, like, I mean, even if it's a small screen, but it's right for your eyes to be able to see it, and you can look at it. And I just think that we're just progressing farther and farther and farther into, yeah, something like that.
That's stuff down the road, but
yeah, definitely. I think that's like, I don't think it's actually disappearing. It's just evolving.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that gaming consoles, though.
No,
like, it'll be different.
No. I'm not saying that's a gaming console. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I'm just saying that, like, I mean, before long, we'll start getting into stuff that's more of we interact, like, interaction with us more than what we actually interact with it. Like,
yeah,
it's more of, like, it's, like, it interacting with our style or how we do it.
That's scary, though. That's when we get into AIs taking over the world. But...
Yeah. Hey, right?
Yeah, very true.
I think one thing that can separate this generation of consoles with the computer is the computer will always have you stuck with either a controller, a mouse, and a keyboard, and stuff like that. Where I think this, if it really does build on the Kinect and the, you know, all the motion sensors, people are going to gravitate towards that if it really is being, you know, an awesome thing. And it can be. It just depends on, you know, what the developers put into it. Because they're not going to make an awesome Kinect game that carries over to the computer. It just won't work. You know,
right,
there is nothing like that for the computer. I'm sure people can mod things like that, but then everyone's going to have to buy it. It's not going to be as popular. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be way – that's where you're going to see that's where you're going to see the make or break point. If these consoles don't build on this whole move thing and this whole, you know, it won't work. Like, if they don't, it won't work. You know, I think PC could end up winning out. But if they do, they'll kick PC's ass again. And, you know, PC will just be another thing that people are like, well, it should be better than it is. You know, well, PC is really big right now. I'm not trying to knock it down. I have tons of PC games. And, you know, there's a lot of games I wouldn't want to ever play on a console that is on the PC. But
right.
And it is huge. I mean, there's, like, I mean, we can, like, the only nice thing about PCs is you can constantly upgrade it yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of having to, like, buy, like, a new console and another new console. I mean, you take one thing, and as long as you're keeping up with it, you can upgrade it yourself, which is nice about a PC. And I don't think that's ever really going to go away for the most part. Like, I mean, it's going to be around for
quite some time. Oh, no, PCs are...
It's just that, I mean, but we still have a thing of, like, it still goes back and forth between, like, either... Well, sometimes people are a lot of PC, and they'll go back to console for a while. Like, I think it's just always interchanging. It'll always be like that, back and forth.
Well, I think PC's seeing a big growth right now because the consoles are so old. And this is a weird year because no one's going to buy new consoles this year. You know what I mean? No one's really going to spend too much money on their consoles this year because at the end of this year, guess what? We got new stuff. So I already know I'm not buying as many games as I would. I'll buy the big ones that I know I really want to play, but... I'm not gonna adventure into a new series. You know what I mean? If you make a whole new series, I probably won't get it. Like, I might if it ends up being absolutely amazing and I can't, you know, disregard it. But I'm not gonna venture into it if I think that the next, you know, if it's gonna be something I'm not gonna play very much.
Yeah, there are a lot of games right now that are being, like, called the swan songs for whatever generation is right now. Like, God of War Ascension is the PS3's like last, like, big game, you know, until the PS4.
Last big hoorah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think that's why Microsoft is waiting so late into the year, because they have such, you know, a couple more releases. You know, they had, I mean, they shared the releases with Tomb Raider and with Dead Space, but they're going to have Gears of War next, you know, in 2 days. I think that's why they're waiting until April, because, you know, then they still get some more game sales and maybe a little bit more of those few more console sales for those people that don't think it's going to come out this year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, we'll see, but I hope that, I don't know. I hope it all works out. I like consoles too much for me to want them to go away.
Right.
Well, let's move on. We talked about consoles in our last one so much. There's not so much new console news anyways. Well, I guess, let's finish up with the consoles that I know the Steam Box is going to be, or they're not, Steam supposedly said they're not, like, backing it, even though for the longest time, all you ever heard about was Steam was backing this console, the i3, and it was Steam's console or whatever, and you know, it's basically supposed to just do everything Steam does, but it's $1,000.
Yeah,
and no one's going to buy that. No one is. If you're, if I'm going to spend $1,000, I'm going to get a gaming computer like that has its own screen.
Yeah.
That,
right,
you know,
exactly, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to spend $1,000 to plug something into my TV because I can plug my computer in my TV. Like, the reason I'm going to get a console is because it's cheaper and offers a lot more than just, you know, what a computer could do for me. Like, what in terms of, you know, like, social and everything like that. Like, you know, offer me Netflix, offer me all that stuff in one condensed spot where the, I don't think the Steam Box is going to. But who knows? I think it's gonna be a flop.
I mean, I probably will be. I feel like they're trying to like reach out to people who don't like really do computer stuff, so they're gonna go and use the Steam Box. But I mean, it's the same thing as like as you're saying. I can take my computer and I can play like I can get all those games on my computer and be completely fine.
And use the big picture app thing that they have in Steam, and it's the same thing as what the Steam Box is gonna have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, we can use it on our computer. I said we hook it to our own fucking TV. I mean, it's not that hard. So it's just, I agree with you. It's not going to be what they think it is.
And then the whole Ouya thing, there's a big downside to this that makes me kind of skeptical to get it right away. I never knew if I was going to get it right away for sure or not anyways, because it was a cheap console and all, but won't have online chat or friends list or achievements by launch date. That is... Yeah. Like, things console needs now. Those are just basics after the Xbox and PlayStation set those up. And Wii.
Very
true. You have to have those fundamentals.
People want to interact with each other. For the most part, like most people do.
Yeah.
And the reason that we do gaming is so we can interact.
Yeah, consoles and gaming in general have really moved towards that social aspect a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's because, like, I mean, we all love playing Mario by ourselves, but Mario, when you had to share the controller back and forth with your friend, was most fun. You'd be like, "Aw, you dumbass, so why'd you screw up?"
That's right. Two-player Mario, yeah.
Yeah. And now the whole Wii. Have you guys played that Wii one? Where you know what I mean? The
new Super Mario?
Yeah, with like four people.
That's right.
It's fun, and, you know, you can be the biggest troll in the game. I was playing it, and I could be, like, I'd knock down my two brothers. Like, they'd be running, I'd pick one of them up, and I'd throw them off the cliff. They hated me for that. But it was fun. Like, that's just what you're right. Gaming has moved into social and playing with friends. I mean, it kind of always has been, but, yeah. I don't know. I got a tons of topics on different video games. Which way do we want to go with this? Do you guys want to do reviews or games that are going to come out and stuff we've heard?
Maybe we can start with games that are going to come out.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well,
Probably better to talk about reviews of games that we've played, you mean, that have come out recently?
Yeah, that just came out, like, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, sure, okay, yeah, actually, let's do that, and we can transition into what's up, what's coming up next.
Yeah, what's coming up next, yeah. All right, so, who wants to go first? Because I know we all three have played new games, so.
I don't care, I'll go with Tomb Raider, since it's one of the latest ones out, and I've been playing it a lot.
Sure.
Tomb Raider is a lot of fun. I went ahead and pre-ordered it just like I can get the extra cave stuff because I mean, actually when you're going through it, it's actually not a bad thing to have. Like it gives you like what they call salvage, so that you can upgrade your weapons and upgrade your gear stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think it's a lot of fun. For the most part, it's kind of like it's fast. Like game is fast, but at the same point in time, though, I haven't beat it yet, even though I've played quite a bit of it. So it's like it's just kind of like one of those like fast but long games that you enjoy playing, like constantly keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never have a problem with playing. Like when I sit down and play it, I know I'm gonna be playing for hours. I mean, if I want to play it for 5 minutes, I'll play it for 5 minutes. I'm okay with that too. But I mean, like even and I can turn around, and I can say, okay, I'm gonna play this for a couple of hours, and I'll keep doing it too. I mean, it's nice that because like it gives you like stuff that you can level up and. Like skill points that you can add to certain things, and then you can upgrade your weapons and stuff like that, which is really cool. And it's not like things that's like always like huge modifications that you need right then and there. It's stuff that, do I really want to use that right now, or do I want to save it and like, I mean, and like do something else and come back to it? Which, I mean, in both ways, they really work really well because they still give you stuff that you need right away, and they'll give it to you when you need it, but they also like let you like upgrade certain stuff like how you want to do it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like it plays like the new Assassin's Creed, how it flows very well when you're running, when you're jumping, when you're when you're doing going over like the trees that have fallen down, you're kind of like holding your balance. I mean, it does a lot of stuff. So it flows really well, so you're not like how like in the old Assassin's Creed, how you hit a button by accident or mm-hmm. try to make a jump and make a stupid jump, and how the new Assassin's Creed doesn't do that anymore for the most part. I mean, you still have your occasion, but for the most part, it's very cleaned up and it works really well. And I feel this is how this one plays too, but also going that way, I mean, you also get like a bow and a gun and a shotgun and like an assault rifle. So, and the shooting kind of plays like, I would say it plays kind of like Mass Effect in a way. I mean, it doesn't like really zoom in like with a scope or anything, but it'll zoom in to where you still have the, you see the gun, you see like your character too, like because it's all in third person. It's like you see that, but it's also zoomed in enough so that you can see like the character, like the enemy better too. So it kind of has that feel how Mass Effect does that, where when you zoom in like that without a scope or anything, it does something like that, which is, I actually enjoy that. I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go from the left or go from the right, like you can click a button and it changes the camera angle back and forth, whether you want to play the left side of her or the right side of her, however you feel like, or if you're on the, like a certain side of a building, it works out that way too. Mm-hmm. I mean, my favorite thing to use is the bow. And when I play Far Cry 3, I use the bow all the time too. So I mean, I'm kind of used to using the bow a lot. And it's nice in this game because like you can get like a fire arrows, you can get like a napalm or an explosion arrow, something like that. So I mean, it works out when you need to use it. It does stuff like that. The enemies aren't incredibly hard. I mean, they do the regular hide and try to like shoot at you and get around you and stuff. I mean, and they're fairly easy to dispatch if you're actually paying attention. But at the same point in time, it still grants you a little bit of skill level.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a huge, historic nerd, like you love like historic things, you like learning about stuff and learning about like rituals and how they did stuff back then and collecting things, then this is definitely a game that you can get into because it has the action, but it also has you get artifacts and stuff, and it'll show it'll be a small half a paragraph about it, like a quick talk about stuff like that. Which is really cool because it shows like kind of cool stuff that you can like look at and see like kind of what it was back there. So I mean, it's like your Tomb Raider kind of thing where in Tomb Raider you find artifacts and you're like a historic knight and architecture and all that stuff. So like you're getting into there, but at the same point in time though you have plenty of action and you're constantly doing stuff so that you don't get bored. It's not just all about that. You just find that stuff because a quick thing you can kind of look at and spin it around and stuff, and then you go on your way. And you just get experience for finding this stuff too, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely say if you have time, if you're bored, if you want to just grab something just to play, I would definitely say go for Tomb Raider. I mean, it's well worth the money, and there's multiplayer as well too. You can play with friends, doing different small missions, or you can I want to say there's a multiplayer map that you can battle each other, stuff like that. So I mean, you can do both stuff too. So I would definitely say it's worth the money. If you want a new game, if you're interested in that stuff, it plays a lot better than the old Tomb Raider. I mean, a lot better. It looks a lot better, obviously, because the games are really old. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say the graphics are really cool. The game's just really cool. It flows nicely. I never really have any problems with it. I mean, I've never had that was just stupid. That shouldn't have happened like that. I mean, it doesn't do that. Which really makes me happy. I don't have to worry about it either. So I would definitely say get it if you're interested. If you're looking for a game to play, and even if you're not, if you're wondering about it and wondering what it was like, I would say get it because it's really cool. It works. It flows really nicely. It plays really, really well.
Yeah. Awesome.
Look, oh, that's cool. Nice.
Kind of sounds like Uncharted. I never played it, but
it does. That it reminds you a lot of Uncharted, and I think it's really cool.
I never played Uncharted either.
Yeah.
All right, so you wanna? Did you get God of War, Kevin?
Yeah, I did. I got the new God of War Ascension, and I played through it. I got it midnight release on Monday, and I played through it and I beat it on Tuesday. So I don't know if it was shorter than the other God of Wars, but when I look back at it, it was a full 10 hours for a normal God of War game, and when I played it, I really felt like it was a part of the series, you know? Like, I didn't feel like it was just an add-on. Like, this game was a prequel to the series, and I was kind of skeptical going into it, because I was like, oh, what are they going to do with Kratos and stuff in this prequel? And I felt like it really fit in. Like, the story worked for me. You know, there were some characters that I didn't know why they introduced and stuff like that, but overall, I thought it was a good inclusion in the overall series. The graphics, like I said, a lot of people said, the graphics for God of War Ascension was sort of like the swan song of the PS3, so it's like sort of like this final farewell, this really amazing-looking game. The environments are, like, crazy in this. There's, like, all of these traps and artifacts and temples you go to related to the gods, and they're all so very well detailed and rendered, and Kratos himself is, like, an amazingly rendered model. Like, you can see, like, all the scars that are on him, and as he's fighting, he's getting, like, blood and gore, like, splashed onto him, which, like, dries off and stuff. It's crazy. Very beautiful game. The combat, very good. You know, I always like the combat of, like, a good hack and slash, right?
Right.
And God of War definitely, you know, is one of the archetypical hack and slashes. Everything flowed really well. The combat felt really good. I had some complaints, though, about the fact that there's only one weapon you ever get through the game. You get the Blades of Chaos, and you keep the Blades of Chaos throughout the entire game. You know, his two chain swords, right?
Yeah.
And the way they kind of add variation to that is they add in these different elements that you get from the different gods. Like, Ares gives you fire, Poseidon gives you ice, Zeus gives you lightning, and, like, Hades gives you, like, soul, because, you know, soul's an element, right?
Yeah.
And you can use each of these different elements for, like, different effects and stuff, but as I played the game, I kind of, like, was just like, why don't I just stick with fire with Ares, because it's just so good. Like, I didn't see the point to some of the other powers. Like, they were cool. The elements were cool, but I felt like they could have just varied up the combos a lot more instead of giving me add-ons to the weapon combo that I already had. You know, I was going through the game just basically doing the same combos with the same weapons over and over again.
Yeah, that gets tiring.
Yeah. But the bosses were all really satisfying. I wish there were a couple more. I really feel like that they did shorten this game a little bit as compared to the other God of Wars. I felt like there was a lot less bosses and characters that showed up, which is a really big draw for God of War. It's like, you come into it, you want to fight these Greek heroes and the gods, right? And you only see, like, a couple of them in this installment, as compared to other ones. But I beat the game, and I thought I was pretty much done with it. But in this one, there's multiplayer now. You guys probably heard about that. And I played it, and I was really skeptical going into it, right? Because how do you do multiplayer of God of War? I mean, it's, like, based on QuickTime events and, like, you know, really visceral combat. But I feel like they actually did it really well in the multiplayer. I think the multiplayer is actually a really good addition. Because the way it plays is, it's, like, very similar to the God of War gameplay, where you have, like, your fast attacks, your heavy attacks, blocking, dodging. You even have grapples. Like, you can grapple your enemy and beat the crap out of them, right? And, like, brutally kill them if they're in, like, a weakened or stunned state, which is really cool. But What they really did to make it interesting was they made it very tactical, because there's a very, like, rock, paper, scissors sort of way that the game is played. Like, heavy attacks break blocks, quick attacks break heavy attacks, and, like, block stop quick attacks and stuff like that. And there's a lot of customization, because you get to, when you make your champion, he's just, like, this big, like Neanderthal-looking, like, Greek character, right? But you can choose to align with four of the gods, Ares, Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades. And they each, like, give you armor and magic and abilities that really customize your character. So you could be playing Ares, and you'd be, like, this fully physical warrior, just focused on beating the crap out of your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can swap and play Zeus, and you'd be focused on, like, battle mage kind of stuff, like getting magic and using lightning and stuff like that. Or Hades, who has, like, stealth and, like, debuffs and stuff like that. So it was really cool, very interesting. And I really liked it. Though at the later levels, I was just getting, like, raffle stomped by people who had better armor and gear than me. So, but definitely really fun. Definitely added to the game, and I would definitely play it a lot more. So,
does it
yeah.
Does it kind of, like, the multiplayer, when I saw it play, does it remind you of, like, crap, what I'm thinking, like, Smash Brothers, like, but a little bit more, like, advanced, I guess, a little bit more sophisticated?
Yeah, it was a little bit like Smash Brothers with, like, a Mortal Kombat feel to it, you know? there's, like, traps and, like, fatalities and stuff like that, and it was very cool. I definitely recommend it to any fan of the God of War series. I mean, you probably already got it if you are a fan of the God of War series, you know. It's definitely a good add-on to the story. Other than that, though, I would say maybe wait for it to drop in price a little bit, because it was a good game, but it wasn't, like, the pinnacle of, like, God of War games. God of War 3, God of War 2, still up there.
What would you say, don't play it before God of War 1? Like, you know what I mean? Obviously, play the first three first, or say God of War Ascension doesn't matter if you play it first or not.
I think it's actually fine if you play God of War Ascension first, because they're very good about not putting any spoilers in the prequel games, and there weren't any spoilers in God of War Ascension. And it really got you into the character of Kratos. One thing is, you might be a little bit confused about, it goes into how he deals with what happened to his family, and you might be a little bit confused about that, because at the beginning of God of War 1, that's sort of explained, but other than that, one thing, though, maybe something that I missed out, but was really weird for me, was that there was no sex minigame. What the hell was up with that? In every single God of War game, even in the PSP games, there's been, like, a sex minigame, but I couldn't find it in God of War Ascension, so maybe I just need to replay it sometime and figure that out.
I do remember that, you doing that in God of War 3. And that was in, three. Oh, my God.
But other than that, I do recommend it, definitely.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. I got SimCity, so that's my new game that I got this week. I was with the group that hated every bit of the servers when the game first came out. I'm going to say that it's good. I mean, it's like every SimCity game, you know, a little bit more advanced. Oh, gosh, it's been, like, what, 10 years since the last SimCity game? So it's good, and it's fun, and I like the zoning. It's free. I mean, they've got curved roads now. You know, it sounds so minute stuff, but it really adds to the gameplay. But there's a lot, like, while there's a lot of, you know, it's pretty, and it has some cool Sim stuff. I like the whole communities thing. Like, I think if you're in a good community, like with friends especially, it would work out really well for you. If you're not, it works in your benefit. It kind of works in your benefit. It's made to work in your benefit, at least, anyways. So it's not bad to ever be in a community either. But I don't like, they still have a lot of glitches to work out with it. I think they needed to push the release date back more, because, like, there's problems. There was obviously the problems with the servers, but now there's problems, like, finding good games to join that aren't, like, I can't, like, there's no good, like, search filter. You know what I mean? So, I want to join a game of, like, 7, not 16. Well, I can only find games of 16 right now, because that's what everyone is creating. So I had to go and create my own game of 7 or whatever, just because I liked those lands better. You know, it's stuff like that they need to fix, and I'm sure they will with updates, but it's stuff like that that makes you want to wishes they waited a little bit longer and got their shit together before they put out
a
game.
More development time.
Yeah. And it's fun, and they've got some road glitches, like with traffic that needs to be fixed. But it's good. The maps are kind of small, but that's because it's online, and they have to. It can only take up so much space, but it's not too small for you to want to, like, not have any room to do stuff. It's just like, once you complete a city, you know, some people have not complete a city. Say you fill up your map. Some people have problems going and, like, destroying zones. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because, it's going to ruin my population. It's going to take some jobs away. Well, yeah, but if you're going to improve on it, you know what I mean? It just forces you to go back and make what you have done perfect, you know? Or, you know, better. You learn from what you've done, go back, you know, and adjust. But people, like, don't. They just want to expand. Well, that's just not really how cities work anyways. I mean, they do slowly, but, yeah. It just takes.
Go back and destroy stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I haven't logged as many hours into it as I want to explore, like, everything with huge populations. It has a lot of cool stuff with the services of water and all that. Like, it's all simplified, but it all, like, you know, it has some tact to it. You know, they've added wind and stuff like that for pollution. And it really, like, it makes it really, like, strategic, and it's fun. Like, you have to think while you're playing and sitting there planning it out. And your first city is going to absolutely be your worst city. Like, you learn every time you make a city. You're learning, like, what you do. So, it's good. I'd say wait on it, though. And I'd say wait another month or two. Let their bugs get sorted out. And then buy the game. I love the game, but it's something that you don't want to ruin it for yourself if you're that type of person that gets pissed at the little things, you know? So, yeah. That's my review on that one.
Okay, cool.
Now, I didn't get to play the biggest release of this week, which is StarCraft Heart of the Storm. I didn't get to play it.
My roommate actually got that, Heart of the Storm. And at the same time I was playing God of War Ascension, he was playing Heart of the Storm single player. and he really enjoyed it. There's been some really good expansion on how Blizzard is, I guess, doing the single player campaign anyway for StarCraft II Heart of the Storm. Because, like, you can, as you play through the campaign, you're unlocking new units, right? Like, you start out with the Zerglings, but eventually you're getting, like, Ultralisks and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And when you get those units, you can customize them, giving them, like, certain benefits that are only for single player, of course. But you get to play, like, these little side missions for these units with the upgrades that they have. So it's like you can test it out in the mission, and if you don't like the upgrade, then you can just try, like, the other mission for it and see which upgrade is better, you know?
Yeah.
So really interesting stuff like that. But he's been staying away from multiplayer so far because he's scared.
Yeah, I was really curious how, because I've been watching a lot of, I watched some streams on it throughout the week on Twitch, and...
Yeah.
And it looked really awesome. Like, I was so ready to play it. And then in multiplayer, I was like, oh, I wonder what it changed. Like, I heard, because of all the new units, I'm sure it's changed balancing. But I don't think anyone's, I mean, I'm sure maybe some people that played it through beta have it figured out. But I'm sure, like, a lot of the casual players, you know, it's probably changed, not casual, but, you know, not their hardcore players, but, you know, just the people that get on there, like, yep, you know, maybe three times a week or whatever to just play a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's changed a lot of how they play because, you know, they added new units, they morphed units so that they have different special abilities. I can't remember all of them right now, but there was it seemed like it was going to be cool, and it gave you a reason to be like, oh, well, now I can maybe get into try to get into multiplayer again, mm-hmm, because it's not completely resetted things, but it's kind of, you know, changed it up a little bit, so maybe to help the learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, from most of the people that I've heard who got it, when they try multiplayer, it's either to just get, like, ridiculously sodomized, or if they do win, it's usually because they're playing against 12-year-olds. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that's how all of my StarCraft games went, except for against friends. Friends, they went, well, except for against James, that's who you're talking about, who got
yeah.
that. I know, he always has destroyed me. But, you know, other people who, like, you know, played the game about as much as me, really, like, it wasn't, I mean, I was never really great at it, because I never got, like, the macros of it all, but
mm-hmm.
I hate games that I have to use macros, I sit there and have to hit the, I hate that, I don't know why, I just do.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that, I do want to think when playing a video game, but I don't want to, like, I don't
like
want to stress.
Crunch formulas for it, or something.
Yeah, I don't have to stress myself over a video game.
Mm-hmm.
That's why StarCraft is never. I've always loved the single player, and I love playing, like, casual games with friends, but I've never got competitive with it because it is just a stressful game. Which is not my thing. I use games to escape stress or have fun, you know, or put them on YouTube and stuff, which is still my fun with it, but not a stress over it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Gosh, was there any other big releases this week or last week or? I think there was.
I'm trying to think, but, I mean...
I'm sure there was, I just don't know if we played them.
Yeah, that's all I can really think of. In terms of 3DS, the new Castlevania came out, which is sort of a an in-between game between Castlevania Lords of Shadow 1 and Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. I thought that was pretty good, and it makes me happy to see that the 3DS is really getting, like, a bunch of new games. It's really starting to take off now, and I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, and the new Pokemon will be on the 3DS. And
mm-hmm, that's right.
We ever had before. That'd be unique. And I don't think I'll get it, just because I doubt I'll get a 3DS because I have a Vita, but I can't wait for people to talk about it. It's kind of sad, though, for my, you know, Pokemon generation ending here. Like, I'm done with Black and White 2.
Yeah.
I mean, unless things change, but I don't know. We'll see. It'll be cool. Speaking of... Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to move on to, like, our next area of subjects, so if you got something on this area, go ahead.
Well, I'm just looking. I mean, I don't think there's anything else to out. I mean, Bioshock's coming out soon, but it's not out yet.
Mm-hmm. That comes out later this month, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, other than that, I think anything actually, like, new has come out. I mean, no, I think that's pretty much it, from what I know or what I can tell of. Let me see if we're here. Yeah, even, like, I'm on GameStop right now, and they're not saying anything that, like, came out lately, just what's either coming out or has already came out, so I don't see anything new or exciting.
Yeah. All right, well,
one thing that did come out really quickly was Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually sitting on my couch somewhere. I should play that sometime, actually.
Well, you can always give it a review on the next one, then.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know.
All right. Well, so I saw some stuff. Speaking on Pokemon, I thought this was cool. I won't probably get this, but the new Pokemon Rumble U.
That oh, yes, I saw that, yeah.
Is going to have, like, Skylander action figures.
Huh.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so it has, like, the first ones that are going to come with launch are Lucario, Bulbasaur, Pikachu, I can't say it. It starts with a V, like Vinicky or something like that. Mm-hmm. The Red Firebird and the Water Penguin, if you know what I'm talking about. Crap, I used to know every Pokemon name, now I can't freaking say it. And the Penguin, I can't remember its name either.
Mm-hmm.
Torchic, I think is the...
Yeah, Torchic.
Torchic, yeah. What is the Penguin? It's the new, one of the new starting three. Mudkip doesn't sound right.
The Mudkip is like a small...
Pip-up?
Okay.
I'm gonna look. I got a Pokedex on my phone. Doing it.
Oh, nice. It's been forever since I played Pokemon. You know, I stopped at Crystal, so loop for a long time.
You know what this one is, then?
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen it. You know, I've seen it with my eye tools, but
yeah. Okay, I'm just types water. I know it starts with a P, like it's pulp, something like that. Generation 5. Search. That did not work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's generation 4. What the hell? Yeah, Piplup.
Okay.
Penguin thing.
It's a penguin thing.
Piplup. All right. So yeah, that's the other one. So yeah, that's all I really know about that. But it'll be cool.
It'll be exciting for sure.
I don't know. I just thought that's a huge thing. It's another way for them to make money. Oh, and they come in like vending machines.
Hmm. You know, I'm kind of skeptical about that though, because it's like like, how did Skylanders do with that? I always felt like that was just, like, a marketing scam for, like, kids, you know?
Skylanders is huge, because those are just collectibles, because people love to collect them. But, yeah, it's huge. I mean, kids play it, but adults really like it, too, I guess. Huh. I've never played it, but I hear a lot of adults play it. Because, well, you know, and especially adults with kids, they want to play something that their kids can watch, and or their kids can play with them, and they enjoy it also. So it's hit the target audience. For what it is, perfect. I'm just not in that target audience. But I think Pokemon is a whole other way to get that this whole toy thing. I mean, there's just so many Pokemon fanboys that it's going to hit that crowd that want to collect stuff.
Yeah, for sure. That is true.
It's good. They're going to make tons of money off of it. You know, it's kind of like, oh, dick move, but whatever. It'll still be fun. It'll be kind of like, oh, well, you don't got my awesome Lucario? Well, guess what? I do.
Nice.
There was a lot of, like, new stuff that, I mean, it's not kind of, it's new. That, so let's go with Assassin's Creed. There's two.
Oh, yes. There's two newses for Assassin's Creed, you know.
Assassin's Creed 4.
I'm really excited, you know. I was talking about it on the last podcast, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally got a trailer for that. And, well, yeah, I am like, all sorts of rock hard for that right now, let me tell you. I can't wait.
So much better than Connor.
Yeah.
Very true, very true. Edward Kenway definitely looks like very cool. I was listening to the interview that Ubisoft had for their reveal, and they said that the way that Edward Kenway is going to be, he's going to be very, like, charming, very arrogant, and also very selfish. So he's sort of like Ezio, which is really good news, because a lot of Assassin's Creed fans loved Ezio. Ezio was a great character, in terms of, like, video game history.
I mean, hopefully it won't be Ezio version 2, but it'll right. be, or if it's version 2, at least, hopefully they differentiate
it. Well, more like a pirate with more R's and less Italian.
Right? Yeah.
But Black Flag, you know, I'm really excited for it because it's going to be, like, really open world in the entire, like, Caribbean. You know, there's going to be three big cities, and you're going to have the Jackdaw, which is Edward's ship, and you're going to have, like, full customization of it. So you can really make, like, this really cool, like, pirate raider. And this is, like, I have been wondering for the longest time, why hasn't there been a game of, like, pirate simulation, you know? Why don't they just, like, cash in on that? And this is what this is, and I'm super excited. Yeah.
But, I mean, and that's why, like when they brought Assassin's Creed, like, that was one of my favorite things, was the ship battle. Like, I like yes. these robots. I thought it was fun. So, I mean, the fact that they went ahead and did this was like, oh, well, it's still fucking pirates. I mean, I was like, hell yeah. I was like, I'm okay with that.
On board,
like,
this, Captain.
More than okay yeah. with that.
I think they saw that a lot of people were doing the space, or the ships, and they were like, yes, people love this. Let's totally, like, release this pirate Assassin's Creed. And there is, like you said, no mainstream pirate game. Like, in yeah, the right. mainstream. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess Witcher 2 you played as a pirate, or was it Witcher 1? I don't know. You played
Witcher
as a 2, kind
yeah.
of a pirate, but this is totally different, you know. This
yeah.
is,
mm-hmm. yes.
It'll be cool. I wonder what they're going to do. I hope it'll be better, in my mind, if they just totally focus on this dude's story and not give us, a modern
name. I actually heard about that, too. Desmond is gone, right? He's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah,
so.
He's yeah. definitely done.
Did this take place, like, a year or so after Desmond's death, you know, and the end of the world has been averted, I suppose, if you guys know what happened at the end of Assassin's Creed 3, anyway.
Yeah.
But apparently, you are going to have some modern-day stuff going on, and it's going to be first person, and you're an employee of Abstergo Industries.
Ooh.
And the Animus technology has gotten to the point now where anyone can enter anyone else's memories, you know, as long as they have the DNA. So you have been, like, hired by Abstergo, for some reason, to go into Edward's memories and relive them and find out something, God knows what, you know.
Yeah. Interesting.
Still pretty hush-hush, yeah, but very interesting the way they're going to do it.
At least it's different. I don't know. I liked Desmond's story and all, but it just was never fully developed for me, and it dragged on, yeah, for so long. Like, it wasn't. I never got too attached to the character, and it never, like, I don't know. It just, if I felt like it never got, it got deep. Like, you understood, not deep. It kind of got where you understood it all. But it never broke the surface. It was just a surface character for me. And it, but it dragged on. You were, like, skipping on the surface for freaking six games, or what?
Yep.
Five games.
For five games, yes. For five games.
You're skipping
yeah.
on the surface, and they never really dev.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, they kind of tried to with the whole dad thing stuff in 3, yep. but it was, like, way too late by then. Just
for me, it was such a letdown. It was really a letdown for Assassin's Creed 3 with the end of Desmond's story. Like, I really thought that they had a lot of room to really do a lot of stuff with Desmond. I didn't think that would be the way that it would end. It just seemed wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Hopefully they make us more excited. That, I mean, if you guys haven't seen the trailer, I linked it on the FNA page earlier this week. So it's there. Watch it. it's awesome, and it'll, like, Blackbeard's...
I mean, you know, yeah, how awesome of a pirate are you if Blackbeard is telling his crew to, that you're basically
about
super
you.
Awesome?
He's talking about you.
Yeah, yeah. He's giving you the props, so, you know.
Yeah. The other one is Assassin's Creed Rising Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard too much on this one. I wasn't able to
get it. Yeah, there's been a screenshot leaked of it. You see some people in hoodies that look very much like the Assassin's Creed hoodies. Modern day, it looks like, with the Abstergo logo on the back. But, you know, there was like, I think some Mexican retailer maybe, or some like out-of-state retailer that like spoiled the name. And we're taking pre-orders for Assassin's Creed Phoenix Rising, and they got, like, shut down by Ubisoft, like, immediately. Like, Ubisoft is keeping it hush-hush, so...
Yeah. But, I mean,
I know a big thing...
Assassin's Creed on the Vita, but it looked cool, and it got some... They said it was alright, like, you know, I'm waiting for a price drop on it, is what I'm really waiting for. Mm-hmm. But, we'll see.
Jacob, you were saying something?
Well, I know a lot of people, I mean, before, like, I saw this a lot, the instant the trailer came out, is that a lot of people were saying, were, like, posting up, like, pictures of, like the samurai, like, samurai times, and saying that, oh, you, like, Ubisoft, like, missed out on this, or the Assassin's mm-hmm. Creed trilogy missed out on this. And I was like, yes and no. I was mm-hmm. like, I mean, we'd pretty much just be going into, like, the Japanese, Chinese things, and we'd still be using, like, swords and stuff like that, like, we are now, mm-hmm. like, they are now kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I just feel like, We weren't even far enough back for samurais in a way. Like, I mean, because, like, we started, like, doing the Crusaders time, and mm-hmm. I just feel like that we just, I mean, like, the way they were increasing, that there was no way that they were able to tie, tie in samurai kind of things to it. So, I'm like, that really pisses me off. Yeah. People like, oh, well, they missed this. And I was like, yes, it would have been kind of cool being like, oh, you're, like, a samurai assassin, but everyone just would have called you a ninja and then they'll
exactly.
be like, yeah, you're not an assassin, you're a ninja now.
I think there's a lot of room for a ninja Assassin's Creed game, for sure. I don't think Ubisoft has missed out on it, because clearly the Assassin's Creed series is not over.
Yeah.
There's no way they could have done a Japanese Assassin's Creed series with Desmond, because it would be, like, stupid.
He wasn't
like,
Asian.
Everything tied together. Altair became Ezio, became Connor. Like, it all made sense in terms of, like, the lineage. So suddenly jumping to Japan would be ridiculous.
And the reason,
like, oh, what goes in there? It's like, no, that's not how it is. It's not going to work that way, and it never will. I mean, until you, unless you're like, okay, well, let's throw, like, say, a new assassin in here. I mean, we're done with Desmond, so say, like, we switch over to, like, some Asian guy. Then, okay, I can maybe see how we're throwing that in there, since we're not using Desmond anymore. But it's kind of like, no, guys, they didn't really miss out on it, like, even close. They're just... there wasn't any way to tie that in, as you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, I just kind of, as I watched that, yeah, as I was, like, hearing about that, and different people were saying something, it kind of pissed me off, but I was just like, no, you guys are being stupid. They didn't miss it, they were smarter than that, because it would have had no storyline to it, or, like, no way to interact with, or intertie with it. So it's like, think before, like, you're going to talk about it, because no, that's not how it should have worked, or how it did work, or how it's going.
Well, I mean, I think they did, because... we are going to a new Assassin's Creed 4. They're just upset that it didn't go their way. But the pirate thing is, in my opinion, cooler than handling... cooler and easier handling with than a ninja, because easier for them, they already got some ship combat stuff they can carry over.
Yeah, very true.
And there, a lot of people like that. Like, a lot of people like that. I mean, they don't have to completely, in 1 year, make this giant leap of all this culture change, because they're still going to mess with the Americas. There's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to be sin. It's not a complete, as you said, it's not a big jump. It's not a huge...
Florida shows up
Asia
at some point.
It'd jump. It'd be a huge jump.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, that's just a real thing. It's just like, I mean, people need to, like, understand, like look at the storyline better and think about it better before you're like, oh, they really missed out on this and they should have done this next.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, like, looking back at games, how many pirates games do we have next to how many, like, samurais?
Yeah,
games?
Very true.
I mean, I thought Ubisoft went in a good way of, like, let's throw in something new. Because, I mean, we've all said, like, we like the naval battle from the Assassin's Creed, so why not make, like, a big thing of it for a game, and just people are just going to fall in love with it? Like, that's the entire point of that.
Mm-hmm.
Saints Row 4, though. No segue for that.
Boom, Saints Row 4. I mean, we're talking about Assassin's Creed 4. We can move on to Saints Row 4, right?
Yeah, right. We're going to move on to something else named 4. Dude, that superpowers gangsters, like, I just can't wait. Mm-hmm. That's all.
I never played Saints Row 1 or 2. I heard number 2 was a lot of fun because you could literally, like, do anything in it. I don't know if you watch the escapist videos, but he was talking about how in Saints Row 2, how he was just pointing that in Saints Row 2, there was so much more customization that you could have done than in Saints Row 3. He's like, well, why couldn't you just copy paste that over or something like that? But I mean, at the same point in time, though, Saints Row 3 was more borderline ridiculous than anything. I mean, you're running around with a giant purple dildo bat. What can't get better than that? Than just fucking ridiculous. I don't care what my character looks like. Half the time, he can some buff dude just run around and I'll give him a little skirt and a little little sports bra and I let him run around with a giant dildo bat and I don't give a fuck. I just don't care. It would have been fun to customize it. But the way he was saying was that he put pantyhose under a business suit. But thinking about that, yeah, I would think it's funny that I'm doing it, but no one else knows like that is under there. No one else fucking knows. So I don't really care. It's more of what you're showing, what you can see in your character than what you know is there. So it's like those things. I'm just like, yeah, that would have been funny, but no one else would have known about it. I'm not gonna be sitting there oh, by the way, he's got pantyhose underneath the suit. It's oh, it's kind of a chuckle, but it's okay, whatever, you don't see it, so it's not really that big of a thing. Sorry, Braxton, what?
Well, character customization is fun for anybody. It just gets you closer to your character. And to be able to be a bigger goofball. But with 2, they also had, from what I heard, you could be transgender. And you know what I mean? So that's just while the missions and stuff were absolutely ridiculous in 3, I think a combination of the customization in 2 and the ridiculousness of 3 would be a good thing. It's something to complain about. I always complain when people take customization out. It is not in their best move to take care of, Dragon Age, when they went from Dragon Age 1 to Dragon Age 2, they took out a lot of customization, and that was bullshit. Don't take out my character customization.
But, it looks just as ridiculous, or even more ridiculous than number 3 did, which really excites me. Because 3, I had a blast playing. I did everything, and everything was crazy. I made, a fucking vehicle that was just, little around, and big-ass green rims, and it was just, a fucking tank. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking drive this around all the time, because it looks crazy, and it worked really well. Yeah. That's a cool thing that I like when games you have the games that are you have Call of Duty that you can get into stuff, but sometimes you just want to play a completely ridiculous game, and that's the game I go for. If I want these ridiculous
Saints Row.
I'm gonna go to Saints Row.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely looking at the Saints Row, the Saints Row 4, I'm really excited for it. It's gonna be, I'm really, really excited for it. When it comes out, I feel like I'm going to put so much time into it
to do it. We're gonna get back to making our series for it, too.
We need to.
We're going to get back to it, and we're going to post those up there soon. do you have anything to say about it, Kevin?
I think it's definitely going to be really cool. I've always been a big fan of GTA, and I played some Saints Row games, and the big thing, the big draw of them over GTA is that there's just sheer level of absurdity. It's like GTA on steroids. You can do whatever the fuck you want, and it's cool. So I'm excited for that for sure. Yeah.
I can't wait to make my Goku character. I'm totally making a Goku.
Nice. And that's another thing I like about those games is it's one of those games that you can't be that's just stupid. You can never do that because that's the point of the game. The game makes it that it's of course you can't do this. That's why we're doing it. It's one of those things that's just it's made to show that, you're not gonna fucking, there's no point in saying that you can't do this. That's why we do this. It's just to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be cool. Not too much information, just a cool trailer that we're all guessing off of. I have a lot of DLC stuff. Oh, something I have to talk about. Star Wars First Assault. I don't know if you guys have been seeing this. It looks... It said that Star Wars... It was a precursor to Battlefront 3. Sorry, it'd be on Xbox Live. You know, you download it from the arcade. It's in hold right now. It's in, like, stasis. It's pending because Disney acquisition of LucasArts. It looked cool. It basically it had the 3D jump. They have the trailer where you, like, the dude's putting on his helmet. I guess I'll link it to the FNA page. But it looks awesome. And they have, I think they had a couple space battles in the screenshots and stuff like that. It looked like I'd be getting ready to start. But it was only, like, you know, two maps or something like that to prepare you for Battlefront 3. But that's still in hold also because of the whole thing, too. So, yep. It looks cool. Yep. And I'm excited with anything of Star Wars Battlefront. It's, like, one of my favorite video games of all time, but...
Yeah. Speaking of which, Dylan actually got a copy of that just last week. We started playing. Battlefront 2. Battlefront
2. Okay, that was... Yeah, I love Battlefront 2. Did you get it for PlayStation or, like...
Yeah, for PlayStation 2, yep.
Yeah, that's what I always played it on. It was good. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to find that link so I can link it under the page. Yeah, it has, like, the Stormtrooper taking his helmet off. The assault would be between, like, Stormtroopers and, the Empire and the Rebels.
Hmm.
So, that's the assault. Now, Battlefront 3, I'm not sure. I think, with the new movies coming out, though, Disney's totally going to be like, yeah, can you guys wait? Make Battlefront 3 release, you know, with these new actions of whatever this movie's going to be.
Yep, exactly. Redo it.
Yep. Redo it. Start over.
Here's some money. Start over.
Start over. All of it. I don't care.
This is a pretty good incentive. So.
Leslie's sitting back here going, I know what game you guys are talking about. I can see that. She played Battlefront. So. Another game for me to play with Leslie.
Woo. Nice.
Ah. All right. So. Let's see, long topic list here. New Halo map pack. Not much to say on that. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, we played it. It's the Majestic map pack. We played it, right?
Yeah,
we played it. It's fun. It's not bad. We didn't play it a lot. We kind of just played, like, a small bits of it. But, I mean, what we did, we liked so far.
There was one of them I absolutely hated. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, I think there's always one up there, but, I mean, we like, probably around that, we like much of it.
Yeah. Dead Space 3 DLC, again, I haven't even got to Dead Space 3 yet, still pumping up Dead Space 1, I've got 2 in production right now, or through editing, you know, they're being edited, so, almost done with Dead Space 1, and Dead Space 3, they said it adds some scariness to it, the DLC does, Awakening.
Oh, that's good.
Because I heard
good.
Dead Space 3 was all, like, action.
I'm Space Marine.
Yeah, Dead Space Marine. Yeah.
But you need to work on Rex. Let's go.
I just said that I'm almost done with one.
With one. That's one.
Yeah, this is just one.
Okay.
I have Rex, so that was my game. Rex, Dead Space 3 has been sitting on my fucking coffee table for over probably 2 months now. Just sitting there.
It came out last month.
It just sits there and stares at me. It's willing me to play. And thank God Tomb Raider came out.
No. That's just a necromorph. It's a marker.
It's just been sitting there, like, telling me to play it. And I keep telling you, no, I'm going to wait till Braxton.
Whatever. We'll get there. Hang on, all right? I'm almost done with one. I heard 2 was shorter, so...
Shorter, but still. Let's go.
I'm not downloading, like, I don't know if there is any DLC for either one of them, but I'm not downloading it.
I haven't downloaded anything if there is.
Yeah, I don't think there's any DLC for other Dead Spaces.
I think
other than armor.
Before DLC became a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else do we got here? This is, like, way off subject, but Nintendo lost a lawsuit for $30 million.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
About the patent with, guy had a patent for the for 3D technology without glasses, and they totally, like, stole it.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, so $30 million this dude just made.
Well, that guy's good.
Yeah, he's set, but Nintendo, hey, Leslie, she said she should go marry him. Anyway, Nintendo, you know, screwed up there. Oops. Civilization 5 has a Brave New World expansion, so I'm guessing they're going to America. I don't know how many games have expansions where they go to America from
this. Well, I don't think they're actually going to America. They're actually just, they're going to be adding more, more civilizations, of course. Like, Poland is one of the main ones that they dropped. And they were going to add trade routes, and I think more, like, political intrigue, you know?
It'd be good. The Civ 5 is cool, but it doesn't, I felt...
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally, in my games that I win, I either just sit there and mind my own business and upgrade and win all the way, or I go and beat the shit out of them with my units and just conquer the hell out of them. I mean, there's no, like, oh, alliance way to win this. You know what I mean? Like, like the world, or, hey, you and me, let's get this other guy out of here through, like, political, you know, destroying them through trade and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's apparently going to be a World Congress mechanic. Maybe similar to the United Nations in Civ 4. So.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting. Sticking with computer, there's new Minecraft stuff. Well, I guess one of them is Xbox. Minecraft skins. They look cool. They've got, like, Ezio, Altair, Connor.
Oh, nice.
They've got, like, a bunch more than that, though. They got Borderlands characters. It's cool if you like the Minecraft skins. It's worth getting. I haven't got it, but the trial is cool. It gives you some knights and some stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they do that, though. They give the trials for these Xbox versions. And it gives you some free skins no matter what. Like, they don't take it away from you. So it's one of their ways to offer up free skins, just not really, like, ones they have to get licensing for.
Yeah.
But speaking of this, I heard Minecraft is going to be going to Sony market, too.
Huh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. I mean, if I...
Definitely expanding.
Really cool if that goes to the Vita, because I will totally get it for the Vita. I love Minecraft, and I will get it for whatever system it comes out for.
Nice.
Obviously. So. Minecraft news on the computer, they're going to paid servers. Not going to. They're going to offer paid servers, because the companies, like, you know, now that so many millions of Minecraft, obviously their sales are starting to slump a little bit, you know, obviously, because there's only so many people in this world with a computer that can play Minecraft. And about everyone that owns a computer that can't, that has Minecraft now anyways, or at least in my mind, that's how I picture it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're offering, like, these realms, and they're focusing it to parents, saying that they're going to be, like, safe, monitored realms that your children can play on and stuff like that. So,
oh,
like,
nice.
you have a community that can pitch in, you know, $15 a month, you know, say, like, your school wants to pitch in $15 a month, you know, because they do have, like, computer classes that are playing Minecraft because it stimulates creativity. Cause kids are,
oh, wow, really? No way.
Yeah, so, or, like, neighbors, say you want to get, like, a neighborhood, the kids play Minecraft in your neighborhood, they have a server, you know, they're hosted through some random dude's server. Well, now you can go through this realm that is more, you know, it's made to protect them from, you know, scams, you know, language and stuff like that. You know, everything, you know, the threats, you know, the viral threats or whatever that are out there.
Yeah.
So that's what the realms are for, and it could work. I mean, I hope. I don't want to see the company go down because I still want to keep getting my updates on my computer, Minecraft, but I also... I'm not going to buy a realm. Like, I'm just going to host a server, or I'm going to play a local game with my, you know, the people on my Wi-Fi. I'm not going to buy a realm. It'll be cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. New Melee character for Borderlands 2. Did you guys see that?
Yes, I saw the teaser for that, actually.
Yeah, he looks like he's got some, like, tubing and stuff through. I bet he's, like, part cyborg or something.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
They go completely weird. He's, like, part plants. And, like,
I'm just interested to see if he really is, like, a full Melee character, how they're going to implement that in a first-person shooter.
You know? I doubt he'll be full Melee. I think
maybe, like, Brick from the first game, where he has, like, a Melee mode.
Yeah, that's what I think it'll be. That's my picture. It's going to be something like Brick.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. There's not enough information. Talk to us when PAX East happens, and we'll have more. That's when they said it's going to really be released.
Mm-hmm.
Lone Survivor for the Sony systems. Gosh, I wrote this down because the game... on the computer? Lone Survivor... It's oh yeah, survival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen this game.
Surgical mask. He's an isolated survivor.
Okay. Yeah, this has been pretty big on Steam, actually.
Yeah, and it's coming to the Sony network, and it looks cool. Like it's coming to I think both the main console and Vita with crossplay features.
Well, nice. Yeah, actually, I think it'd be a pretty good game for the Vita. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should try to get a lot. It looks like it. Like I saw some other games. Like, oh, there was this robot game too that was coming for the main console and the Vita. I think Sony's really focusing on that. That they see there's this big indie industry, mm-hmm. or that can move to the Vita and the main console itself. But you know, especially the Vita that needs helps on sales, and that Microsoft is totally like saying F you to the indie industry and. Sony is like, hey, come here. Hey, we want your games. Come here. Hey, yep. Come here. We want your games.
Which, in that way, I think is a good thing for them because it'll make more money for them because people will be buying their consoles to use it.
It's making me want to get a PlayStation 4. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, this is the other thing, too, is then, like, they make money. Like, everybody makes money is happy about it. And you get, like, you can find games that are really cool or really stupid. And, I mean, and you get to move them out, but the games that are really cool, it's like one of those things that it's kind of like a hole in the wall restaurant. You just stumble upon it. And you can't get enough of it. I mean, like, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And then there's times that, yeah, it doesn't work out sometimes. But at the same point in time, though, it's definitely a good thing. And it's kind of shitty that Microsoft was like, no, fuck it. We don't care about you. We just really like worse. And they're like, we're going to go ahead and do our own games and stuff that we go off of. And what's sad about that is you can compare it to a restaurant. Say, I mean, you have holes in the wall. Like, there's called, like, hole-in-the-wall restaurants that are just, like, fantastic food, like, some of the best you've ever had, and indie games are like that. And then you have, like, a fucking five-star restaurant, which the food is just shit. And sometimes you have, like, game people or, like, game developers that are, like, really big, and the game they come out with is just shit. And it sucks that, I mean, that sucks, but it's kind of stupid that, like, Xbox doesn't pick up on this, too. I mean, because they should. Microsoft should definitely pick up on this. Because then both ways they could be making some money out of this too, and it's kind of crappy that they don't do that. Because yeah. I mean, like, it's always stuff that it's just like, dude, you could be missing on some really good stuff.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe next month they'll say, hey, we're going more indie friendly, guys.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
That'd be cool. I'd be happy with that if Microsoft said, hey, we're going to open ourselves up to the indie market too, because obviously Sony's going to kick our ass in this area. I'd love to see. Wouldn't it be cool if Don't Starve went to one of the consoles? That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Is it not even out for the computers yet?
It's still in beta. I've been playing it.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
The last thing on my list, I know there's more stuff to talk about because I think I thought of some stuff while we were going, was Cyberpunk 2077.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen some of the videos. That looks really fucking cool.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we talked about it on any...
I think we managed to mention a video or two that we found about it, but I mean, there hasn't been like a lot of information, at least that I've seen a lot about lately.
Well, it's being made by the Witcher people, and I mean, I think that's been known. It's gonna be they make some really good RPGs, so I'm not like stressed about that. And it's gonna have multiplayer aspects, so that's like because based on an RPG, like you know, the book games, like you know, D&D type of stuff. So I hope it has a lot of character customization and RPG-ness to it, you know? And I think it will, with the people that that make Witcher playing, I can't remember the developer's name, but...
It's CD Projekt.
Yeah. So it should be cool. There's another one, though, another Cyberpunk game that's coming out like that. But it's like a point-and-click detective solver type of game. Like, I'm sure it has some combat to it, too, but I can't remember. It was in one of, Game Informer's magazines, and it looked pretty cool too. So, I'm glad to see that franchise getting some recognition in the gaming world because it's a cool franchise. So yeah, anything that we missed? Anything you guys can think of that you know you wanted to talk on?
I think that's it. Other than that, you know, upcoming pretty soon, the next game I'm going to be playing is Army of Two: Devil's Cartel.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, like, co-op games, it's really hard to find something that's split-screen now these days. And Army of Two has always been really good about that, ever since the first game. Yeah, one of the best things is just sit down with one of your good friends and just blow through a bunch of mercenaries.
Yeah.
So me and Anurag are going to play through that when it comes out in 2 weeks. And then after that, I'm looking at The Last of Us. Very excited for that. Naughty Dog's next escapade after Uncharted.
I'm looking at Bioshock Infinite at the end of the month. Part of the Swarm, once I get my graphics card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I can play it now. I played through, like, a little bit. It's not like it runs perfectly fine.
Just,
I want to play it with good graphics because I know my graphics card is coming in 2 days. It's like, why play something?
Yep.
But, Soul Sacrifice for the PlayStation Vita. It's like Monster Hunter, but you're a wizard. And you've got, like, fatal choices that design, like, yeah, I don't know. It seems like it's more in-depth, like, less childish, more in-depth type of thing. So it looks really cool. It's already out in Japan and stuff like that. Big hit over there. It's made the PlayStation Vita sell, like, it's the most sold thing in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to pick up PS Vita after that.
Yeah.
Because there's Assassin's Creed Liberation and Phoenix Rising coming out now, and Soul Sacrifice, you know. Tell me how that goes. Tell me about it.
Got a Little Big Planet for it and stuff like that already, too. It is amazing. So, and I love the PlayStation. I play PlayStation All-Stars on it, but. Yeah, Vita, this looks, what else, there was another game that came out at the end of the month for the Vita too, but it looked like this was the month that maybe Vita's gonna step it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that's maybe where I'll be focusing more of my gaming into, of buying stuff, than
the console.
Yeah.
Going for other the handheld instead.
Bioshock Infinite.
Right.
That looks fun. I can't remember if there was a multiplayer thing to that though, but I'm sure there is. What content? Let's all plug stuff that we're making right now.
Oh, well, I'm still working on my Darksiders 2 Let's Play, though I think I might switch to more of a review format.
Okay.
Instead. Because I don't record audio when I play. I record audio afterwards, so I might just make it like one big chunk of, like, reviewing different games.
Yeah. When I watched yours, it almost seemed like a live review. Like, that's the kind of feeling I got from it anyways. Or you know, lean towards it. Like, I could tell you were trying to go along with it.
I might move towards that, you know. I've been watching a lot of JonTron and Angry Video Game Nerd for a long time. Those guys are my inspiration. So.
Okay. Yeah, I watch a lot of Let's Plays with the Yogcast, Total Brit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've got a whole list of my subscribers that I watch on OMG Kata. Which is, yeah. So those guys, and they all did their stuff live, Day 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so guys like that, those are who I watch. That's why I like all the live stuff that I do. I'm making my Walking Dead series. It's actually, episode 3 is, I'm about to post it start the process of posting it onto YouTube, because it's actually just now finishing rendering everything in HD. So it's fun. They are really long videos, so.
Yes, they are, but they're pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I try not to talk too much in them because it's really it's like a movie. It's like, the experience is different for every player that plays it, basically, because every decision is, like, matters. So, it's cool. I do talk a decent amount. Obviously, my Dead Space series. Jake and I think we are going to do Saints Row. We're picking that back up again. I know I just posted some recent Borderlands stuff, but that was from recording from a couple months ago. I'm sure we'll pick that up eventually. Live streaming. Oh, we're going to get back into live streaming, I'm sure, later this week. So probably when this podcast comes out, check out our live stream again at Twitch. Kevin, you should totally join us in, because a lot of that stuff's going to be computers. So we'll totally, like, all three do it and get into this.
Yeah, definitely a lot of
Minecraft. Let me know.
A lot of not Minecraft, but a little bit of Guild Wars. We might do some Torchlight 2.
Oh, Guild Wars? Okay, cool.
Yeah, Guild Wars 2, Torchlight 2, I'm sure we'll do. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to have a new graphics card, so we're just going to, like, that's what the extravaganza is going to be. Braxton's new graphics card. Let's try everything.
Nice. I know you guys are playing Minecraft with Doc, who's actually standing outside my door, I'm pretty sure. Right now.
It was on the Xbox, but yeah, we were playing Minecraft with him. I'm sure we'll make some more Minecraft videos.
Yeah.
That's all just kind of random.
I know a big thing that, I mean, I've been wanting to do for a while now, and we still need to do, and definitely a live stream would be awesome, is we need to get, like I told Braxton this, is we need to get a bunch of people together and, like, download some maps, like some Forge maps off of Halo 4, like the, like, really popular ones. I mean, I can, like, look through, like, Red versus Blue and, like Gavin and Jack and whatnot on their stuff, on Rooster Teeth stuff. Yeah. And, like, the maps that they play, like, I mean, like, because, like, the maps that they play, like, they give it the links to you and you can go in and you can download. And I think that, like, what I really want to do is I think that we should get a bunch of people together. I mean, because, like, we did this for Halo Reach one time and it was a lot of fun. We all had a lot of fun. But we need to get, like, a bunch of people together on, like, the same map and just have a fucking, like, just pull out just just, like, fun party fest. I mean, like, there's a lot of cool games. Like, I mean, I watch Rooster Teeth, like, a lot, especially, like, a lot of, like, their Halo game nights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's a lot of cool games today. Like, a lot of cool, like, maps that people have created and came out with. I think we should just, like, get one night or a couple nights here and there, like once a month or every other month like that. Get a bunch of people together, and we should, like, live stream this and just have, like, a pull-out just blast of fun. So I think it would be really cool. Maybe something we can really do. I mean, or, you know, we don't even have to live stream it. Like, we can just, like, record over it, and then we can, like, get different camera angles somehow and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. I think it would just be fun.
We'll figure it out.
Right? Mm-hmm. I still think we should get into it and do it every now and then just to kind of have some fun, kind of mess around, blow off steam, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's just an idea we can do. Definitely we are doing Minecraft. We need to stream, do some more of that. And then Borderlands and Saints Row.
And then you have one, right? You have Tomb Raider you're making? Well, I mean, I know you've had some Tomb Raider, technical errors.
I mean, that's going to be my fucking A moment, so I'm not going to, like, go into it right now.
Oh, yeah, we've still got to get that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that in my fucking A moment, so I'm going to go into that right now. But, yeah, Tomb Raider, I mean, is really the only big thing. Since Braxton's doing Dead Space, and I already played through 1 and 2, I figured I'd just wait till we do 3, because there's no point in 1 and 2, it's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
I've already played through it, so I already know what's happening. Rather than that, though, there's nothing really else out that I have. I'm going to really record through the room and the more. But I wait until later.
Alright. You got anything else, Kevin? I mean, we're going to keep going with the podcast, so you got anything else you want to plug?
That's it. That's
all I got. Alright. Alright, so, let's see. I'd got all these damn topics, but I didn't make up a situation of the week again.
Alright, well, before we go to situation of the week, I just stumbled on something. Right, because I know one of the lists that you sent me was Samsung Galaxy 4. You sent me that, and I mean, and, like, this isn't the Galaxy 4, but this is Samsung's thing that they're coming out with. And I just now, like, right now, stumbled upon it, and I was just, like, looking at it, and it kind of looked really cool. So, and this kind of goes back to, like, futuristic designs that they're coming out with and stuff. But, I mean, like, they're coming out with, like, the Samsung 4. I have the Samsung Galaxy S3 right now. I absolutely love this phone. I think it's really cool. It works really well. I haven't really had any problems with it. I know Braxton has the new Windows 8 phone, and I'm pretty sure you would like it, right, Braxton?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I still upset that I get a lot of apps. Like, I can't get ridiculous phishing. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It looks like a freaking awesome game for mobile games and stuff. But I can't get it because, you know, fucking Windows market. And I can't get, like, a smartwatch because they're not making a smartwatch for Windows phones. So, you know, I'm still disappointed and stuff like that. I love my Windows phone, but I'm, like, getting ready to move to an Android after this one.
I mean, when I switched over from my Windows 7 phone to my Galaxy S3, I mean, there's a huge difference. There's a lot more. I mean, the Windows phone was cool. There's a lot of cool features you can do with it. You can get the stuff easy, like really easy. It's like a click of a button or a push of like a screen point that you can get to it. And I mean, you can kind of do the same thing with the Galaxy S3, kind of like download app for it, but I mean, which they have plenty of them. So, but I really like it. I like how the phone is so fucking thin. I mean, the phone is like really thin, but I don't have problems with it in my pocket with losing it because I always know it's there. It's big enough, like wide enough that you always know it's there. It's just thin, so that you don't like it doesn't like bulge up your pocket or anything like that, which is nice. I know the new Galaxy 4 they're coming out with is going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to be a little more squarish and rounded off on the corners. I mean, they're like just upgrading like the processor or stuff like that, so it's going to be really cool when it comes out. It's going to be a lot faster. So there's like going on design. But as I was saying, I just stumbled onto this like as of like 85 days ago, and I thought it was a really, really cool thing they're doing. But it's called the Samsung Yoam, Gallium is like the project name is like Y-O-Y-O-U-M. That's the name of the project. I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't know.
And it's an aimpad, right?
No. It's a phone. It's a Galaxy phone that like they like. I posted the link or whatever. Well, it's a flexible phone. he's like, I mean, like, there's a video on it that he's doing. I'm gonna go ahead and post the link up right now on Facebook and look at it. It's a flexible phone. It's a flexible phone, and what it does is that like you can bend it back and forth. I mean, the guy sitting there like bending this thing, and it's still working. It's working fine. I went ahead and posted up on. I just now posted it up on the Facebook FNA page. If you want to like click on the link that I have, but it's really cool. Like it's flexing. Like it's flexible. Huh. It goes back and forth. It moves a lot. A really cool thing that it just showed is like it's got a sidebar where kind of like it bends off for it. But if you watch the video, you kind of go to maybe I don't know around 102. Like, you never like, really listen to it, but you just kind of look at it. But it has this jacket that closes, and when you give a message, you press the button in the middle of it, and when the jacket comes out, there's still like a small flexible screen out, and it'll message in there. So you don't have to actually open your phone; you can kind of just like look at it on the side, see what the message says, and then either you can reply to it or keep going without replying to it. And it just looks really cool. I mean, he's bending the shit out of this phone. I mean, he's sort of like bending it back and forth. He's constantly moving it. It's showing a picture like right at the beginning. Like it shows that he's just bending the shit out of his phone, like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Bending it back and forth, and it just looks like really cool. It's one of those things. It's like, fuck yeah. I mean, like that's really cool that it does that. We can get like a phone like that. I mean, one like it would be like if you dropped it or it, like bounced off something, kind of bend it off instead of like actually like, hit it straight on and kind of bend around it, so you don't have to worry about it like snapping or breaking or anything like that. But I think it's a really cool design. I think how like the side like jacket thing or when you rate it off the side is really cool. I don't know. It's just like, it's like one of those like features and things that's like that's actually really cool that like they thought about coming out with like that and that they're thinking and that they've actually like created one. Like I mean, it may be like just a demo, but I mean it's working. Like it shows like they have it working, which is really cool. I mean, like it's kind of one of those things. Is like okay, well, how long until we get this? I mean, like you have the prototype out, you can see it's working. Obviously, yeah, you're definitely going to want to get the kinks and stuff out of it, because when it comes to something like that, like, I mean, you have to get, like, kinks and stuff out of that to really make it flow easily. But, I mean, like, how long until this comes out? And, like, I mean, is, like, this is, like, the next step up. I mean, this is what everybody's going to be start doing. I mean, for a while, like, we have, like, I mean, like, I always see, like, pictures of, like, iPhones that, like, transparent through, which is really cool. Like, I like the transparent idea. But I really like this flexible, like the flexible phone, flexibly moving. I really like that. Like, I think it's really cool how it's doing that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, the reason why it was on the bottom of my list, I didn't bring it up because like I didn't really read too much into it. But the new Samsung phone, the Galaxy Fest 4, is gonna have a gamepad. So it's gonna be like an Xbox controller, and it's gonna hook up to the phone, and that's how you can play some of your apps and stuff like that, some of your gaming apps.
Which is really cool. I mean, like, they bring out, I mean, like, I've seen things for, like keypad things, like Bluetooth keypad thing that you can hook up into, like, for your iPhone or your Samsung. But, I mean, but they actually have, like, kind of like a controller, kind of like PS4 thing they have out that you can Bluetooth into your phone like that. So that's actually really cool that they'd be bringing out a gamepad like that.
Yeah, but it'll look like, it looks like a ripoff of the Xbox controller. A fat ripoff, or I don't know, it's a chubby. It looks cool. I don't know. We'll see. I might get this phone or not. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it. I mean, I like it over iPhone because I've messed with iPhones enough. I mean, I've messed with my mom's iPhone, my little boy's iPhone. I mean, and I've had an iPhone just forever. I really like the Android over an Apple, but I mean, it's definitely your choice. I wouldn't say it's better. I just say what suits you better.
It's always personal preference. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always what's over. It's
so loud, Kevin.
Sorry. My keyboard is very loud.
I don't want to go for that fight. It's just one of the things of what suits you. Like, what do you prefer when you go over and go into that?
Yeah.
That retractable Galaxy Note tablet is so cool. Yeah. Like, holy crap. Like, just reach into my pocket and let me just pull out my tablet, like a scroll, you know, like papyrus, badass.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it looks really cool, so it'll be really...
Yeah, that's the future. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so anyone think of a situation of the week?
I have one, I guess.
Yeah? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I started playing Diablo 2 really recently. James got me into it.
Or you mean 3?
Or 3, yeah, sorry. I started playing Diablo 3 really recently, and I just started playing it at the beginning of last week. James got me into it, my roommate, and you know, there's an auction house in Diablo 3 to get, like, really good items and stuff like that. And there's, like, an option for you to, like, bid on items and also use, like, buyout to, like, buy items. So I was looking at this really, like, high-level, like, high-tier item, like, a level 60, like, end-game item. And I just started playing, so I really don't know what's good stats so far. You know what I mean? Like, me and James have been, like, speedrunning through it, though, and been playing a lot of it. But I, like, yelled at James to, like, come over and, like, look at the item for me, and I'm, like, looking at it. And it's, like, a fifth of the price of, like, normal other items. I'm like, oh, this might be really good for me. I think I'm going to get this. And then James comes over. He's, like, in the kitchen, like, making, like, potatoes or something. And he takes a sweet-ass time coming over here, right, of course. And he comes over, and then he's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And I'm like, all right, sweet, I'm going to buy this. And I click to buy it. This item has already been sold.
What?
And I'm like, damn it, James, damn you. You ruined me every time. So my fucking A moment of the week. Just getting dicked out of items in the auction house, of course.
All right. Go ahead and explain. I gotta think of my fucking name moment. So go ahead and explain, Jake, yours.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, I was gonna explain this, and no, this really pisses me off. You know how Brax and I have we've been doing like the YouTube. We'll make a video. We'll have a, like as we're playing, we'll do the voice on it as we're playing. I mean, we're constantly doing that, and it's like, I mean, so we keep going.
Yeah.
It's really, whatever. Anyway, so it's like we keep doing that, keep going into it. So I was doing Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. I mean, I played like a good like hour and a half of it. I made like two episodes, like I did like a two episode thing. So I went ahead and I saved it, you know, because I didn't have enough time to do it, like to do the voice and everything like that night to put on the things. I went and saved it as we go back the next day. Well, I come back the next day, the audio works fine. The fucking video did not record right. Like, it didn't save right, it didn't record right. So I lost a good hour and a half of all of this like, great video. I mean, it was good. Like, I mean, it had the voiceover was good. I mean, it worked out great. I mean, it was a good part. And I lost all of this. And I was just like, you know what? You can just go fuck yourself. I'm not messing with you the rest of the week. I just don't care at the moment. I mean, I was so pissed off that this, that like, I mean, cause like, I even tested the night before to make sure, and it works fine, fantastic, it works fine, and then I come back the next day, and oh, by the way, actually, no, we're not working, I mean, we just don't care, we're not gonna work. It's like, you know what, go fuck yourself, just go fuck yourself, computer, I'm gonna throw you out a fucking window, and I'm gonna stop caring. So, that was my fucking aim moment of the week, is just that shit just doesn't work sometimes.
Oh, alright, what was mine? Man, I had a good week. I don't know. I'd say the worst. Like, this is unusual. Usually I have, like, something really shitty that happens to me. Well, I guess I had two early flights.
Like, is it?
At, like, 6 a.m. in the morning, and I just had to stay up for two 24-hour periods then, or over 24-hour periods then. That sucked, but it really wasn't like a fucking A moment. I guess when I realized I forgot to pack a mouse and I wasn't going to be playing any of my computer games on my laptop, that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
I guess I could have asked somebody to borrow a mouse, but that was, you know, so it wasn't that big of a deal. I obviously didn't care that much, but. Oh my God, Leslie's telling me now that since I need a mouse, because I slept in the their spare bedroom is the office, and I slept in there, and she says that the mouse that they have are the mice, their mice that they have is underneath where I was sitting the whole time.
Nice.
So there we go, fucking hey moment. I needed mice and they or a mouse and one was probably sitting right beside my legs. So
damn it,
I'm a fucking idiot moment. It obviously wasn't that big of a deal though, because I didn't like care that much. I was playing Vita the whole time anyways, or I was watching Twitch and I didn't really need a mouse to deal with Twitch.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, here we go. Leslie just reminded me. All right.
Picture Mike Gregson.
So we're on our way home, okay, and we just had to load up her GPS, getting out of the airport. Well, her GPS is out of date. Yeah, it made us take like 40 extra minutes to get out of Indianapolis because we decided to follow her GPS for part of the trip.
She just called me. Actually, you should have called me. Like, hey, how the fuck are we out of here?
I was like, come on, these roads couldn't have changed that much. I guess I knew her GPS was out of date, but no, like her GPS had no idea where we were and every. I don't know. It just needs to be upgraded, and it sucked. So there you go. So a bunch of small moments for everybody. Things that I was pissed about, but eh.
At least you enjoyed yourself in South Carolina. Sunny South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Indiana's whack-ass weather.
I mean, it was, like, snowing on Tuesday or something, sleeting.
It was, like, snowing on Tuesday or Wednesday, but it was, like, what, 58 Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday before that was, like, 58.
It was so good. I'm probably going to go back to running pretty soon here, actually, now the weather's getting better.
Which is like really, really Indiana. I mean, that's how our entire winter's been. It's just back and forth. That's how it seemed like last summer was. And what last summer winter was like New Year's Day or Eve, whatever, was like 50 degrees, and the next day it was like balls ass cold.
Mm-hmm. Insane.
I hate Indiana.
Yeah. So yeah. All right.
Situation.
Braxton, you need to fix your mic.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Yeah, it is better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should have like. Scrambling.
Okay. Well, I was typing, so I moved it down so I wasn't breathing into it. Situation of the week. I don't know.
I'm trying to find one, but I can't. Like, I'm trying to.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St.
Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
That's our situation. No. Either be a leprechaun or a midget. Are they the same thing? Video
games. We've done quite a bit of it, so I mean, we've done like a lot of stuff.
Oh, there's always stuff to do.
I know, there's always more stuff. We've done like a lot of cool stuff, so it's kind of like it's something that kind of took a bit.
All right. Here's something we haven't done. If we had to pick a race, like a fantasy race to be, and not human, you can't pick human.
Okay.
I'm including sci-fi into this, like sci-fi races too. So like from Star Wars, Star Trek, whatever nerd you have read or whatever TV shows, Galactica, you know, whatever. Anything. What would you be?
That's a tough one.
And like sentient races, you can't pick like dragon, or you know what I mean. Even though in some stuff it
is. Yeah, I was about to say I would be a dragon because then I could turn into a human, turn into a dragon, and then be a fucking dragon. But
yeah, but that's too easy. Like everyone picks dragon.
Yeah.
I'd pick dragon too, and I figured we'd like that. Let's pick two-legged. Well, I guess I can't limit it to two-legged race because if you want to be a Hanar, we go ahead be a Hanar.
Yeah, still want to be a Hanar. So well, that's really tough, because in every, like, fantasy game I play, I always play, like, human.
Yeah, but that's why I had to say not human. I'm going to say, just because I always think it's awesome, is dwarf. Like, I love dwarf, whether it's a space dwarf, you know, which would be, like, any type of that stuff. Dwarf in any setting is fun. Just drunk, brute kind of person who doesn't care and wants to just destroy and cause war and live in mines and yes, that is me. With an awesome beard.
Mm-hmm.
I want those amazing beards, and I want it to be full of awesome beads and braids and
metal and stuff like that, like badges.
In my beard.
Your beard is like your jacket. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I would want to be a lizard man. Yeah, there we go.
Like an Argonian from like Skyrim?
Well, maybe more of like the D&D sort of lizard man, where, you know, like just really big and like bulky and like scimitar and like little buckler, because lizard men are just fucking awesome. Like, if it's one that can, like, roll up into, like, a spiked ball and, like, roll around. Like, I guess Dragonborn from, like, 4th edition or whatever they're called. I guess that's as close as I can get to being a dragon.
Yeah.
You know, it's just cool being, like, this huge, like, intimidating lizard-like character. Because Me personally, I'm scared of reptiles, so. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake, what about you?
I don't fucking know. Jesus Christ, man. You know what? If there was such thing as an Asari male from Mass Effect, I would be an Asari male. If there was such thing as an Asari male. Just because being a badass blue, like, intellectual creature who's just, like, incredibly brilliantly smart and is just, I mean, can live for, like, 8 years and years and years. And, like, unless, like, constantly changing and can, like, do all that stuff, I don't know. It would just be, like, a really cool thing just to kind of be, like, in that kind of time and be kind of, like, be that or be that. Mm-hmm. I think I have to pick that.
Yeah, and I mean, intelligence would be the only thing you had going for you, you know.
Yeah.
If you have, like, the Asari mind-warping thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, do, like, the powers and everything, but I mean, definitely just be, like, have that kind of thing, just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I could be a race in Mass Effect, I'd be the Turians.
Yeah,
Turians are cool. I just wouldn't want to be so scaly.
If I was a race in Mass Effect, I would be...
Elcor?
No. They're the space dwarfs I don't want to be. Because every Elcor is like a bitch. Every Elcor is a bitch. Every one of them.
Or what's his name? The assassin's race. The green.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that is what I... The Drell.
The Drell,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I would be. Sweet-ass Drell. Because Thane is awesome.
He is pretty awesome, yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, I think this is the end of episode or whatever, episode 13.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So see everybody on episode 14, and maybe we'll have some new segments then. I'll leave that as the, you know, I don't know, spoiler. What are they called? Sneak peeks? Teaser, everybody. So, yeah. Enjoy that motherfucking outro.